Hashem ki gamal alai. You think to Hashem that He graced us with His chesed, but I thank Hashem for to have the nagunim, to have nagunim like that to open up the zman, to open up our neshamas. Shkach to the chaver mamash. Oh, it's been a long time to be gathered back together. Baruch Hashem, it's special. So I was talking to some chaver. First of all, our learning should be really for Shalema. Michal Aaron Ben Chana, who is in the hospital, very much needs refuos. We share B'sorus Tovus and good news, Ben Mitzvah Hashem. Lil Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruben Nassan, our dear friend, should continue to watch after us on all Klai. So I was thinking about it. What are we going to do this year? 2 years ago, what did we learn 2 years ago? I know last year we learned Klausenberger. Mudgets. We did Mudgets. And then we did Klausenberg. And I was thinking, I don't know, I was having back and forth like what to think of, and I was like, you know what? And I think we're just going to go freestyle. You know, a little freestyle. I don't know. Maybe we'll choose a tzipa, maybe not, but at least for right now, we're going to go freestyle. So I saw a very nice Torah from the Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsker. Rabbi Shlomo always quoted the Radomsker. Everything the Radomsker said was Kodesh Kedoshim. I think this Torah very much connects to the time that we're in. Especially a few days from Slichos to join our Sardi brethren, and especially to get ready for. Oh, that's why. Being the Sfardim had a different type of neshama.
You ready to do the whole month?
Not every single day, but I'm trying to wake up.
Look at that. Now I know. Now he's not singing the gunim like that because neshama is
I did make some of it this morning.
Hey, don't worry. I wasn't there either. Don't worry. So if you look on your page, the teaching from the Rav Shlomo Radomsker is on the last pasuk in Rishon. I'll read you the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chol atov, you shall rejoice in all that you have good." Everything that Hashem has given you, to you and your household, to you and to the Levite, to the Gerim in your midst, make sure to be happy with what you have. And Rashi says, "Who? What's this referring to?" Ain korin mikra mikurim el bezman simcha. At the end of the day, when you bring your bikurim to Yerushalayim, you bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, it's got to be done in a state of joy. Says the Tefer Shlomo, he flips this pasuk on its head. We'll say it outside, then we'll say it inside. He says, "V'samachta b'chol atov." You want to know what true simcha is? True simcha, v'samachta b'chol atov, is when you're asher nasun l'cha Hashem elokecha, when you're able to give to others what Hashem has given to you. U'livesecha atav aleivash v'ager shebikerbecha. It's not talking about your own simcha. You want to know how to get to v'samachta b'chol atov? You want to know a real simcha, real inner joy? People who have real inner joy? People that make other people v'samcha. You take what you have, make other people v'samcha. So you go to the back of page 2 over here. Back of page 2 by the underline section where I went nuts with the underlines. And I told you, whenever you see the underlines, that's where I went nuts. It says it to Tefer Shlomo. V'nachshor le'inyanina b'perish apostol v'samachta b'chol atov. Second line. Third line now. Sha'ikar, the main thing, ha'simcha tzorach li'os la'ish she'yesh lo kol tov rak mizeh she'yuchal l'kayim mitzvahs ma'iser v'tztaka v'lo l'tzameich etzma ba'osher levad. He's not looking to satisfy his own riches or his own meal or his own stomach, his own menu. He's looking to help others. He's looking to help others. This is actually not the Chassidus Shavuot. This is the Rambam. The Rambam says when it comes to Yontif, different from Shabbos. There's a din of oneg on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to have guests on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have guests on Yontif. Why? Because Yontif is simcha. And you can't have simcha unless you're making sure that other people have simcha too. That's the Rambam. It says the Tver Shomo, v'samachta b'chol atov, v'samachta b'chol meshlach yotcha, be happy with whatever I send you, she'ikra simcha ima she'noisin stoko mitzvah b'mamono. To understand and to realize that real simcha comes when you give to others, when you're caring for others. Reb Shlomo said that, I forgot which song he says this on. I think it's on the 9 day CD. And he says he was once standing by the Kotel, and a nunny came. There were people were davening, and the guy said, "I'm davening, go away, I'm davening." And I think Reb Shlomo went over and very lovingly, I think he said, I'm not sure if he said it to the guy or if he said it in the song. He said, "You think your tefillah is going to be answered after you talk to your brother like that?" Hashem, our Father is the one, right? Our Father wants to hear us to be able to. Okay, you could be in the middle of Shmona Esrei, very, very good. And then the Gemara Brach says you're not supposed to halacha. You're not supposed to even need a snake. Not even a snake. The nice little guy wasn't in Shmona Esrei, Pasha. Mm-hmm. I mean, no. The Arizal says Pasha. The Arizal. If you ever look, open up, especially a Sephardi sitter. What does the Arizal say to say before davening? That a person should mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of avtorecha kamoch before davening. That I daven, before I daven, I take upon myself the mitzvah of loving my friend like myself. So all the sermons say, what does it have to do with davening? It has everything to do with davening. And if you go to the Arizal's kever in Tzfat, should be zocher, a book, a trip to Tzfat in Mitzvah, Bekarov. If you go to the Arizal's kever, this is the line written on his tombstone. And everything that Arizal said, it's written on his tombstone. If it's written on his tombstone, it's probably like, pretty big deal. Before you start davening, you have to make sure, and when you're davening, you're caring for other people. Before you start davening, to make sure that you're caring for other people. Shalom. And that's exactly the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch even says. Right, everyone knows the famous Rashi Tevis for Elul. Ani lido divido dili. I'm to my beloved, my beloved is to me. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down another remez, another hint. to what El is all about in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And it's a pasuk from Megillas Esther. The pasuk says, "Ish le're'eu matanos le'avyonim." Take the first letters in those in that pasuk. Ish is an aleph, le're'eu is a lamed, umatanos is a vav, le'avyonim is a lamed. Right, it's talking about the mitzvah of mishloach manos. The ikar part of Elul is to understand. You want him to come before Malach Malachim, you want to come before the king, Avinu Malkeinu? How's your Elul looking like? How are you talking to your family? How are you talking to your friends? And getting angry very quickly? Are you patient? Caring? You're not just caring about your own self, but you're caring for other people. Last week I saw such a beautiful idea from the Alexander Rebbe. So the pasuk says, by Amalek, Zachor Eis Asher Asal Lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Right? Remember what they, when we left Mitzrayim, they attacked us. So the Alexander says such a nice idea. He says, Zachor Eis Asher Asal Lecha Amalek. Zachor Eis Asher Asal Lecha. What was Amalek's main mission? Says the Rechil, Rabbi Chil, Michal, Rav Chanach Henach of Alexander. I always mix them up. It's like a tongue twister. Chanach Henach, Henach Chanach. Just stick with the Alexander Rebbe. The Alexander Rebbe says, they're trying to make us feel alone. Zochor is asher asa lecha, Amalek. They're trying to make you feel like you're by yourself. No one cares about you. And you're lonely. And no one cares about you. In your own matzif, in your own shmon esra, in your own financial needs. That's Amalek. And the Jewish people are against that. We're kishecha b'levecha. You have to remember this for all time. Lo tishkach. Lo tishkach. That's what Amalek wants to do. Malach wants to separate us. Oh, he wears this type of kippah, he davens at that meaning, he says this shmon esrei, he does that, he that. That's what we're looking for, the bad in each other. This is Rabbi Nachman 101. Sophie. Looking for the good in each other. That, this is Rosh Hashanah 101, by the way. The Gemara says, the way we view others, is not, now that's not chassidus. Now we're coming to Gemara class. Okay, good. You come to Gemara for 1 second. The Gemara says, the way you look at others is the way that Hashem looks at you. Pasha, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Obviously. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if I view someone with a positive eye, then Hashem views me in a positive eye. And if we look at other people with a negative, then you've got. Tell you a personal story. A little upset about it, but I'll agree to disagree. I gave a test this week to my 8th grade girls. And what we're learning kids in Shulchan Aruch, one of the things we're talking about is Moda'ani. So one of the extra credit questions was to write Moda'ani in full. So some of them were able to do, some of them weren't. So one of the girls wrote, instead of leaving a blank, she wrote two words. She wrote, no. No. So there are two ways to look at that. To look at it positively or negatively. I'll be honest with you, I struggle very hard. But here, Baruch Hashem, I made it my WhatsApp status. I'm not very into WhatsApp status these days. I made it my WhatsApp status, and I made it. The hashtag was, sometimes students just say it like it is. Hashtag El, hashtag genuine, hashtag mitamida yosef mikulam, which the Gemara says, you learn the most from your students. So I got three responses from it, right? Because the status people could see. Two people thought it was hilarious. One person in the community thought, chutzpadek. And he let me know, he said, it's chutzpadek. He even found me tonight, and he said, I talked to my wife, she also thought it was chutzpadek. So I said, we'll agree to disagree.
What thing? You were making fun of the kid.
No, the kid. The kid was saying, no, like I can't do it. It was like, no, like sarcastic. No, like I can't, like I can't. So I thought it was hilarious because, like she was like talking to her girlfriend, like, no, like that. No. So I'm not going to say, I don't want to say chas shem lashon, but the person in the community thought it was chutzpadek. You made sure to tell me tonight that his wife, I said, okay, we'll agree to disagree. You can have your opinion, but you don't know the whole story. You don't know that this person has a very tough family life. And then he started going off and said, oh, if I knew that she had a tough family life, I wouldn't. But like, why do we have to know? Why do we have to know the things? Why can we already view it before? Right? Why can we already view it before? Right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Danas kol ha'adam l'chavschos." Kol ha'adam. Because you're never going to know the whole person to always be l'chavschos. And like, this is not a shtuch to him, because I do this all the time. Someone comes late to minyan, someone walks into davening, during laning and you're on Shabbos, you're like, oh, this guy's probably he's reading the paper till 10:30, reading about how the Marlins are losing and how the Jets are, their defense is collapsing left and right, and the guy's taking his thing off. Big Jets fan, it's going to be a long year. At the end of the day, it's going to be a long year for a long year. At the end of the day, where's our Ayin Tov? I think this is the main idea. This is the Torah Shemel says of Samachta B'chol Tov. You want to know what real Simcha is? Samachta, yeah, please take some water. The Samachta B'chol Tov means when you take the good that Hashem has given you and you're Asher Nosan Hashem Elokecha, you're able to give to others. And that's what El is. El is Ish L'Rei Matanos L'Avyonim. Caring about others. And remember what Amalek did to us. Zachor Eis Asher Asa L'Cha Amalek. They're trying to make you feel alone. Today being Chai Elo, just to end off on the Maisa from the word of Chabad. Yeah. That was very nice that we were able to start. Even though it was Yotess, it's like Shushan Parma a little bit, you know? Today was the Baal Shem Tov's birthday. What? Nil Sechag. Exactly, Nil Sechag. Today was the Baal Shem Tov's birthday, the Alter Rebbe's birthday. And also the Maharal's Yortzeit. Oh, wow. So very, very big day. So let's say it. Maisa with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zuchus Yogan Alino. So happens there's a journal, there's a great book, a great biography that came out with the Rebbe, Tolushkin. I have it somewhere over there. Joseph Tolushkin put a great book about the Rebbe. And in one of the interviews, a journalist came to the Rebbe and asked him the following question. He says, what's with Chabad? Going in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. My wife went to Guatemala earlier in the year with the high school. What's going on over here? They go to the ends of the world. So in case one Jew might come, put on tefillin, whatever. I was once at actually Fort Lauderdale Airport. I had a Ranger's hat on to pick up my wife on Erev Shabbos. So I saw this Chabad guy. So I said, Shabbos. So he said, Nudu, you put on tefillin? You know, like a good Chabad. So I said, yeah. Also my gartel. That also my gartel time. That was my good maisa.
I used to
answer Rabbeinu Tamarashi. You have to have a good. No, but I'm saying they're looking. So the journalist goes, I want to hear a mice also. The journalist goes, and so I have to say, Shalom Lechem Amari. Nice to meet you, Rabbi. Oh, I see you on the Boca Boys.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So the mice, he says, the journalist says to the Rebbe, and he goes, what's Pshat? The Rebbe says, in Sefer Shemos, Parsha Shemos. He goes to talk to the journalists now. You know, there's a story about Moses, and he looks this way, and he looks that way, by Arki Enish, right? What's the pasuk talking about? He's talking about when he saw the two Jews fighting each other, Dasan and Aviram. He looked this way, and he looked that way, and he killed the Mitzri. He saw Vayarki Enish. So the Rabbi says, Vayarki Enish. I'm looking this way, and looking that way, and there are Jews in Antarctica, and there are Jews in Alaska, and there are Jews in Guatemala, and Japan, and Russia. Who's taking care of these Jews? That's the Rebbe. The Rebbe understood that every Jew has a value. Every Jew is a diamond. Like my Rebbe Rav Judah put an article out on the Jewish Action, said the Rebbe's impact 25 years later. Said one of the interviews said about the Rebbe, Shlomo Zalman said about the Lubavitch Rebbe, that the Rebbe didn't believe in God. Not only did he believe in Hashem, but he believed in the Jewish people. He saw the good. He didn't just see people. He saw the good. And that's our avoda. Our avoda is v'samacht b'chol atov, is yishto yom atonos v'avionim, looking for the good in each other, especially to come before melech melech amlechem, before our father. If our father sees that we're looking for the good in each other, and b'ez Hashem should bless us with a tremendous year of simcha and bracha and good health and parnasa and only good things in Ritz Hashem.
Amen.
What's his story?
What's his story?
I was, long story short, but I was stuck in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be same day flight anyway. It ended up not being a same day flight. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, I thought I saw a yid. He said it was going to have its filling, whatever. So it turns out that I have to go back to New York. I lived in New York then. I just moved here. And I made a stop in Chicago O'Hare. So I told my Goyeshe colleague, I says, you go on the plane, and I'm just going to run around. So I literally running down Chicago O'Hare, and I see a Lubavitcher Bocher, and you know, it's what you refer to it. So they do mitzoyim, which is what they go around and they ask people to put in film. Yeah. So I walk over to the Bocher and says, you know what, I'm going to make your day today. So you're not going to even have to ask me. I said, I need to put on Tefillin. The kid's eyes lit up. It was like he just hit the lotto, jumping up and down. So I was able, to quickly put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, as a matter of fact, and hit the plane on the way home. So. From that, that's a one lesson learned. Even for same day travel, I still take my tefillin with me.
Yeah,
I don't take chances now. I know some people that actually, believe it or not, they have purchased travel. They buy those Sephardi film. I don't know if you saw, which is extremely expensive due to the fact that they're so small. They have to be kosher. They call it their travel film. Because in a little bag, you know.
Always bring the film in
there. Always in your handbag.
Or that was it once. Fortunately,
Shimshin.